Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our Big Brother 19 live feed update for August 20th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I've brought you a great, great co-host here. It's Lita Brillman. How you doing, Lita?
I'm good. I had to take a break from doing these live feed updates because I was getting my wisdom teeth out. Sorry, that wasn't me. I get me and Liana confused all the time. I was traveling, but I am back. The cat ears are back. I'm ready to talk some BB19.
Yes, she was on a spiritual journey, a spirit quest. We talked all about it on the American Ninja Warrior podcast, but she is back for now and talking about Big Brother 19. And we are going to tell you everything that happened on the feeds yesterday. Just a warning up front. There wasn't a lot that happens.
Yeah, the real reason I'm here is because Taryn was like, okay, nothing happened on the feeds. We can have Lita on. It's fine.
Yeah.
She'll be able to handle it.
So we start off the day with some amount of hope, right? Mark gets picked to play in the veto, along with Paul and Raven. Christmas ends up choosing Raven to play. She had the house guest choice here, which makes Jason a little bit suspicious. Like, why are you choosing Raven to play? Isn't the backup plan to take out Matt? Why wouldn't you choose anybody but Raven? And she claims that it was, Raven asked me to, that's why. And Josh and Paul back up that story as well. But it is kind of telling to Jason that maybe something has changed here.
Yeah, it definitely makes him nervous. And they have to all come up with the story together that, oh, Raven came and asked me. But at first, Christmas is like, oh, well, I just wanted to like mix it up. And so it's not really the most sound story. It definitely is a little suspicious, but I think that they're going to get through it without this causing too many waves. I don't think Jason is too hard to convince.
Yeah, well, I mean, she did. She was like, oh, well, Raven's small and I just wanted to like get some variety in the, the amount of people that were playing just in case. As though Raven can win anything.
Right.
We then get Alex and Paul discussing. They had a theory about Kevin, especially now that Derek has come into the house. They were like, you know what? We really feel like Kevin, he's got to be a cop, right? He's always talking about these people. If he was a criminal, then he would be incriminating these people by talking about them on the feeds. He must be a cop. They must be his fellow cops. I mean, this seems like a sound theory, right?
Yeah, the smoking gun is that he knows Derek. And so, because all cops know each other and are friends with each other, because there's so few of them, like, that must be it.
It must be. I mean, it makes sense to me. I mean, if I was in the house, I would automatically think that there are at least five cops in there with me.
Yeah, I think that, and then them bringing Derek in for the special episode completely unnecessarily got the wheels turning. Must be a nod to Kevin being an undercover cop.
Because we all know that if there was an undercover cop that was trying to keep that a secret, what CBS would do is introduce another undercover cop who also kept it a secret into the house as just a, whoa, isn't this fun?
Yeah, definitely. I think that this is a very smart theory. Good job, Alex. Always with the logical conclusions.
Yes. Paul is talking to Christmas and saying, as soon as we get Jason out, Alex and Kevin will be at each other's throats because they cannot get along. Alex and Kevin, I mean, she thinks he's a cop. She has never liked him very much. Paul is very much seeing Jason as the center of this alliance here. And Lita, if I can get you to just like bounce out and like unplug your mic and replug it and then bounce back in, that'd be.
Oh my God. This always happens to me. Okay. Bye. Just vamp, Taryn. See you soon.
I will vamp to my heart's desire. This is Paul's plan to get Jason out so that Alex and Kevin will not be able to work together. That's the reason why he's getting there. Obviously, Alex is the better competitor, but he also has a better relationship with Alex. I think Paul has finally realized that Jason is one of these people, as we've sort of been talking about, that probably is capable of flipping things around on him if he's not too careful. So this is the current plan, and he still wants to get Jason out next week if he can. And Lita is back.
Were you gossiping about me?
I said all sorts of great things about you. I don't know what you're talking about. Then we get the have-nots. And Christmas, of course, makes Mark a have-not with Josh, who volunteered. it's at least they're not just doing like a rotation, right?
Yeah, whatever. This is so like Mark's already on the outside. Like he would probably do that. What are they still doing, the purple and orange boxes, like, and then make himself a have not for 2 weeks in a row again? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, Mark was like, well, you know, I guess I'm a have not again. Christmas was like, well, you can set the record for being a have not. And he was like, well, I'd have to stay in the house to do that.
Only if I'm still here. So nice silver lining, Christmas. Way to go.
And Jason then is, as I mentioned, he's starting to feel a little like suspicious. Like, what's going on here? Why did she choose Raven to play in the veto? He starts to voice some of his concerns to Kevin about maybe I am the backup target here. Actually, what he says is maybe I'm getting backdoored, which, I mean, come on, Jason. I know you don't know Big Brother, but you can be a little better than that. It's terrible terminology, but,
it's the same thing as a blindside to him. It's all just different strategy terms.
I mean, like, normally when people say backdoor, it's like oh, I'm getting put up on the block after I played the veto, or it's like whatever. Like, literally, if you got put up on the block from the get-go, it's not even close to a back. That's a front door. It's come on, Jason. So he's talking to Kevin about this and he's concerned, but Kevin is saying, don't worry, you're getting paranoid. You are not getting backdoored here. Maybe he's using it in the literal term, and maybe he thinks, yeah, maybe you may be getting voted out, but you're not getting backdoored. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, he's not wrong.
No, he's not. And then Christmas has a conversation with Kevin that's like, so Kevin has basically been going around saying, you know, oh man, if Mark wins the veto, we're going to get out Jason, or we're going to get out Matt. We got to get Matt out. And Christmas is not having it. She is not happy about this. So she goes and she talks to Kevin and says, look, can you just not talk about the results of the veto before the veto is even played, please? I would really like that if you didn't do it at all.
Yeah, and Kevin does his usual thing where he's like, what are you talking about? I'm not talking to anyone. I've never said anything. I've never talked to anyone in my life.
I didn't say anything. I'm not a cop. What are you talking about? Wait, no, sorry. I haven't said a word.
It's the exact same thing of when Paul confronted him for talking to Cody too much. And he was like, I've never talked to Cody. I don't even know who Cody is. I don't know. What are you saying?
What's that guy? Malcolm? I don't understand. Yeah. Who are you talking about?
Never heard of him.
Kevin really does. Like, anytime a former house guest gets referenced or comes into the house, he will automatically just, who's this? Like, come on. We know what you're doing, Kevin.
We know you know Derek from cop school.
Exactly. you hang out all the time. You're in the big cop group chat. Mark has a conversation with Josh who's like, you know what, guys, thank you for not isolating me, because you could have easily done that. But you're not doing that. You know, we're still talking. We're still, you know, having some conversations. And Josh is like, yeah, you're welcome, because we're awesome.
Mark is so just like, it's not going to get him anywhere to like just be really kind and be grateful and thankful for any opportunities or whatever. Like, this is his whole approach this week. It's just like, well, if it's going to hurt your game, then don't keep me. But like, I wish you would, but don't do that. And like, thanks for being nice to me. And like, this is not how you save yourself. I know there's very little hope, but he's like not doing what he needs to do.
Well, I think in some circumstances, sort of like playing dead can be useful. But not in this house, because, yeah. And we'll talk about this later, but the problem here is that there's a very set structure and nobody wants to disrupt that structure because they feel like they're on the winning end of it. So he needs to disrupt the structure if he wants any chance of winning or surviving even. Playing dead is not going to do that. And honestly, even if he did try, it's probably not going to do that either. But I do think he has some options, and we'll discuss those at the end, because again, there's not much else to talk about.
Yeah. Well, playing dead is the move if it's like between you and one other person, and one person is really scrambling and fighting tooth and nail, and then, you know, people are going to want to keep the person who's playing dead. But this is not one of those situations. It's not between him and one other person.
Right. When you're up against Matt, who has been playing dead all season long, you can't out-dead him.
Exactly. You can't out-dead the master of playing dead.
Yes. He's talking to Josh. What Mark says is that he feels like, you know, it wasn't my relationship with Cody that ruined my game here. Even if I had just completely cut Cody out, you still would have gone after me. Like, I still would have been on the bottom of this list. I still would be going at basically the exact same time. The real problem, the real mistake that we made was when Elena let Alex win that HOH on the wall. She gave it up and let Alex win. And then Alex ends up taking out Dominique. And that just, like, with Dominique gone, their power structure, the showman's power structure, kind of crumbles. And, I don't think he doesn't say this to Josh, but it really is part of what allowed Paul to take total control, because the showman's is no longer had power, and he was able to balance that power between the Josh Christmas, Alex Jason contingent, and then the two showman's contingent. So, I think he's kind of right here. I think, yeah. It was a mistake to let Alex get that HOH for sure. And I think we talked about that as well. Like, if you're Elena, you know, Alex just voted against you that week. This is not a good thing. But Elena's gone. We don't need to continue to critique her game.
I mean, that's a good point, because that's what I think he's correct in pinpointing that moment as when it all went wrong, because that's what started the ball rolling after Dominique went home. It's like, really, we're going to go after Ramses? Like, that's not going to benefit anyone except the people who are already in power, getting rid of these like tiny, tiny players. But the more players go, the less of an opportunity there is to flip. And now that window is just completely closed and has been for a couple weeks.
Yes. So speaking of, you know, Mark being against somebody else on the block, we have the veto competition. And this was like, so obviously a disappointing result here. Mark does not win the veto, but it also, this was the first time we ever had this as a veto competition. We had the slip and slide competition. As far as I'm aware, it's the one where you go back, it's all slippery. You got to carry some liquid over, fill up the jug. This has always been an HOH competition, and it's always been on the feeds before. But this time it was a veto competition and it was not on the feeds. And obviously with a disappointing result, a lot of people are just like, that sucks. Like, not only did you cut the feeds after the double eviction, which is one of the best times for the feeds, you cut them for one of, the fan favorite watch the competition on the feeds competitions. And it was also an incredibly disappointing result that basically ends the week tonight. So I'm seeing a lot of people like, you know what? I don't know if I can continue watching this season.
Yeah, it's like they want people to cancel their all access. Like, it was already happening, and then they were like, let's just not let them watch one of the most fun things to watch for like seemingly no reason.
Yeah, just you know, I completely support, just like we talked about it on the Taren show when Jordan quit RHAP. It was like, I'm disappointed, but I respect your decision because it's what's going to make you happy. If you need to stop watching Big Brother 19, I want to support your decision because it's what makes you happy. Just make sure you keep watching the podcast. That's all.
Yeah. Just watch the updates. It's fine. We do this for you. That's the whole point of this. So you don't have to subject yourself to this.
You don't have to watch, because we are here to make fun of these people for you. So with Jason having the veto, he is obviously going to pull himself off the block. And Mark is going to be the replacement nominee as of right now. It's really hard to see anything changing that. He will almost certainly be going home this week.
Yeah, I don't really see. There was like all of these talks that were sort of interesting to unpack about like, oh, it might be 3-3 if Mark wins the veto. And now it's just like all of the strategy talk from the entire last 24 hours is totally irrelevant.
Yeah. Basically what happens is Paul goes around and confirms to everyone. We're getting Mark out this week, and now that Jason has won this veto, he is too good at these competitions. We're getting Jason out next week for sure. And it's confirmed Jason's next. And then he goes upstairs, talks to Jason. He's like, dude, we're golden.
You and me till the end. Best buds forever.
And if there's anything to like to continue watching this season for, it is this. Like, if you are a fan of the strategy, it is. I think it is, for me at least. It is fun to watch Paul just completely snow these people. It's what I enjoy for watching this season, watching any season. I am somebody that enjoyed watching Derek do his work. And it's not only is Paul doing well, but he's getting better every single week. And it's almost getting to the point where, you know, we were asked, would you take Paul's chances over the field? I think I have to start taking Paul's chances over the field at this point. Like, even if the math isn't for it, he's just doing so well. And if you're interested in like optimal Big Brother strategy, it's I think it's worth it to check this out, especially if you listen to our podcast on Friday about the psychology of what's happening. I've had a lot of people that were like, you know, now after listening to that podcast, I'm like, I'm looking at this season entirely differently, and I'm looking at what Paul's doing in a different light. And it's a little more interesting to be able to analyze it from that way. So I do still think there's some fun stuff to be watching this season.
I'll happily take Paul over the field because I have never made a correct winner prediction in my entire life. So I'll take that. And you're welcome, everyone, that something will happen to upset Paul if I say that Paul's going to win.
Yeah, Lita was never a fan of Paul, even last season. And I remember we were actually in the airport on the way back from Vegas because we had gone to Vegas for the American Ninja Warrior finals. And that's when the Hamster Watch spoilers that Paul was going to be joining the season came out. And she was like, no.
Darren was like, your favorite is coming back. And I immediately knew.
Yeah. Like,
no. Not again.
And what I told her was, but don't worry, he's going to be hated. Everyone's going to hate him because that's what happens to returning players. And you were like, that's not enough consolation.
No, it's not. Because it's not even really, like, it's kind of happened. Like, some people have definitely turned against him, but it's just made the Paul fans stronger and, like, more vocal. And I think that it really is fine to like Paul. Like, I'm not trying to tell people who to like. I'm just saying it has made the season a little bit tougher for me.
All right. Well, so, I mean, that's really it. The plan is to take Jason out next week. It will hopefully, in Paul's eyes, solidify that Alex will be, you know, his lapdog. Kevin will be on the outs and not able to work with Alex. Mark will be gone, and Paul will be able to just march to the end at that point. I think he'll then take out Matt probably. He's in a really dominating position here. So much so that I can't even say the word. It's like, what? No, Paul isn't dominating. What are you talking about? So as Lita mentioned, Mark does make a pitch here to Christmas. Like, look, okay. I mean, I understand, you know, it's fine that you're going to backdoor me, but you know, I could be an ally if I stayed. I could help you out. I mean, I know that, like, it's hard to go against the group. And, you know, if it's not good for your game, then I totally understand. Like, you shouldn't keep me if it's not good for the group. And you know, if it's really the case that Matt and Raven are going to be targeted next and not you guys, then it is probably your best move to take me out. So, but just think about it. Because, you know, again, I could be an ally for you. Just think about it. And Christmas says, sure, I'll think about it.
Yeah, and then he checks up like an hour later and is like, so are you still thinking about it? Like, his pitch isn't anything about like, here's how I can help your game. It's like, if I might be able to help your game, then think about it. Like, no, make an argument. Tell her why you can help her game, even if it's a lie. Like, figure something out. Don't just be like, if you think of any reason to keep me, like, then do. Like, don't leave that up to her.
This is what Mark's strategy is for convincing people of anything. Because if you remember when he had like when Elena tried to break up with him multiple times, his argument was always like, okay, I mean, I understand if that's what you want to do, but just like, could we think about it and like give me a chance and like let me go on one date with you? And then like,
yeah, except it's a much better strategy if you're being broken up with to not fight for it than it is if you're trying to stay in the house. I would be really annoyed if I was trying to break up with Mark and he was like, okay, but like, here's all the reasons you shouldn't. Like,
you should have seen what Jason said about you though. Yeah. You need me to be with you.
Yeah, that's not the time to kick it into high gear. So I'm fine with him not doing that with Elena, but to stay in the house, I think he could come up with something.
So, I mean, is there anything that Mark can say at this point? I mean, obviously, you'd think like the thing he'd have to do is figure out that the next target is Jason. And then if he's able to do that, then maybe he can get Jason, he can get Alex even, and maybe he can get Kevin. And I mean, even that is kind of like a Herculean task at this point because they are so within the, you know, control of Paul and his little puppet strings. But even if he did that, that's only 3 votes and Christmas would still break the tie to evict him. So is there any hope for Mark or is he done?
I don't know what he can do, but he has literally nothing to lose, as a lot of people have pointed out. So it can't hurt for him to just try to find any tiny crack and just go to everyone. And like, what are they going to do? Get mad at him? Who cares? I guess he cares because he's a sensitive boy. But like, it really can't hurt to just like try to expose anything he can, even if it's like going full Cody and just like making stuff up. Like, it doesn't matter.
I mean, again, like we do this every week, but you know, if we're going to come up with a plan that could potentially disrupt the status quo, I think it would have to be, and it's very complicated at this point. It gets harder and harder every single week. Yeah. It would have to be Mark figures out that Jason is the next target. Like he gets in good. He plays dead enough that they let it slip that Jason is the next target. He goes to Jason. He says, look, you're the next target. I swear to God, you're the next target. He's able to convince Jason somehow. Jason then talks to Alex, who tells him you're crazy, but he's like, no, seriously. He goes and talks to Kevin, who says you're crazy, but he says, no, seriously, talk to Mark. I'm the next target. We have to do this. And then if he's able to convince Kevin, and then he says, look, this is what Paul was saying about you, Kevin. And then Kevin tells him all the information that no, Paul told me to do the hinky vote. He's known about the 25K all along. Then Jason's like, whoa. And then he goes to Alex with that. And then maybe he's able to convince Alex, oh no, wow, we are getting played. And then he's got three people on his side now. And then with those three people, he's able to go to Matt and Raven and say, look, Matt and Raven, Alex is able to tell him, no, Paul has been targeting you for a long time. You're totally going after Jason. It's totally the thing that's going to happen. You can't trust Paul. He's been with us. He's been with you. He's playing us all. We got to turn against Paul. That's got to be what happens. And then they gather up this army and then they keep Mark in the house, only they can't do that because Matt is on the block.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us for the special preview of Taryn's one-act Broadway show this week in Big Brother in Fantasyland.
It's too much control. He can't be stopped.
That was a beautiful monologue.
You're welcome, everyone. So to cap off the story of Mark campaigning to Christmas, Christmas goes to Paul right afterward and says, look, this is what Mark told me. And I told him I was thinking about it. And Paul goes, no. And that's our update for the day.
That's our update for every day. Hey, Paul, what about this? No.
So let me know if you have any questions in the chat.
Well, I think that's something that we should touch on is how much Kevin continues to sink.
Oh yeah.
How much he's just skeeving everyone out. It's just getting worse every day.
Yeah, every day it's everyone continues to talk about Kevin and all that he's doing, and you know, he's being sketchy. He's talking about getting mad out. He's going crazy. Like, why is he talking about all this stuff? And it's just nothing is working for Kevin. I don't know.
Everyone in the comments is saying Zingbot.
Yes, Zingbot was there for the veto competition. They all got zinged. And now I'm blanking on what some of the zings that came out. I think they made fun of Josh's weight.
Great.
Yeah. I think they maybe called Paul a general or something. I don't know. I didn't pay much attention. I don't want to spoil myself.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. But I heard they weren't great. But I might be spoiled on the zings because of RuPaul's Drag Race and the reading competitions.
Oh, wow.
Which are way better than Zingbot.
Oh, whoa. I was watching reading competitions way before Zingbot. I'm so cool.
I just think that Brent and I need to get on here and do our own zings as we did on the RuPaul's Drag Race podcast.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll have you and Brent on the update after the episode where they have Zingbot, and you guys can come up with better zings for us.
Yes, okay, I would love that.
Okay, sounds good. We'll have something to do for that update.
Yeah.
Nikki says the zing was something about his emotions fluctuating as much as his weight. It's pretty harsh.
Below the belt, Zingbot.
Yeah. Michael says, read Taryn, Lita.
I will read Taryn for filth.
But I'm so clean.
My God. Just give me a little time to prepare for that reading podcast and we'll zing Taryn.
Okay. There was also some controversy in the house about a rat. We talked about it yesterday. They were finding rats in the house. For a while, they were like, no, this is a fake rat. They're doing the Big Brother 16 thing. But Raven was like, no, I swear I saw a rat. And so then they got some rat-proof containers. And so now it's official. There's a rat in the house.
Yeah. And Raven can't touch them because it'll destroy her pacemaker or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, the rat has a very large beard, so they need to be very careful about the hygienic aspects of it.
What?
I'm calling Paul the rat.
Oh. No, she said something about how she can't, like, do something. She can't touch the rat trap because, like, it will mess with her pacemaker or something.
Yeah. It was an electric trap, and it'll mess with her pacemaker. She also can't get struck by lightning because that would obviously, with her pacemaker being struck by lightning, would be so deadly.
Right, but her mom got struck by lightning.
Yes, because she didn't have a pacemaker. Yet.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's hard for me to follow the chronology of Raven's life and her mom's chronicles.
Well, if we're going to talk about Raven, I mean, she also developed some arthritis.
Yesterday. That's so sad.
Yeah.
She diagnosed herself with that?
Yeah, it was unfortunate. She came down with a case of it. Hopefully she gets better soon.
Just a 24-hour arthritis bug.
Yeah. I mean, there we go. Lita and I just released our American Ninja Warrior podcast today. We talked to the giant, John Alexis Jr., about his experience in the Cleveland City Finals. That was a lot of fun, right, Lita?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It's always nice when I get to talk to someone besides you on the show.
Well, and people claim that I'm mean to you. This is just nonsense.
I'm just giving it back. Trying to stand up for myself.
I think I'm coming off completely innocent in this podcast myself. I don't know. People in the chat, let me know. Is she the aggressor here? Because it really feels like it. We will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. You know, maybe there's going to be another fight. Maybe the rat finally gets exposed and caught. But if it's anything like Paul, it's not going to happen. Then tonight, after the West Coast airing, Rob Sestrinino will be live with Brenchel to talk about the episode. Brent will also be on that podcast. And then pay attention, because on Tuesday, I've got a very special Terran Show episode for you. I spoke with Eric Stein, America's Player. And yes, we're going to talk. We talked about lots of stuff. He has a ton of stories, and he's been very secretive about his career and his job recently over the last few years. He opened up about that and told us, told me what he was doing. Lots of interesting stuff. He's had a very storied career. Yes, if you enjoyed the recap of the recap with Eric Stein, make sure you check out the Terran Show on Tuesday. And of course, on Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, we will be live with the LFC Roundtable podcast. Lita, tell me about what you're doing.
What am I doing? I am leaving again tomorrow for more traveling. So unfortunately, this will probably be my last update for a while again. But I am doing the So You Think You Can Dance podcast. That should be coming out soon. We were delayed because I was gone all week. But that should be coming out more regularly. And then I was on the Dom and Colin podcast talking to Dom about gender roles in The Bachelor. And I wrote a piece on myentertainmentworld.ca about Jerry Manthe, which is my pinned tweet. So go check all of those things out.
All right. Check my stuff out first, though, because it's better. Anyway,
wow.
Thank you. This is what you get for being so mean. I'm just giving it back. That's all okay. It is.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that is our update for today. Thank you all for joining us. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Terran. Lita is at Lita Tweeted. And yeah, that's really all I've got for you. Thanks.
Yeah,
for joining.
And Lita Grammed on Instagram.
You know, I intentionally skipped that because this is not the Ninja Warrior podcast and you don't get Instagram followers from this.
Wow, that's rude. This is the only one where people can see me, so they might want to follow me on Instagram. Terran, try to support me for once.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks everyone for joining us. We will see you next time.